The Green Bay De Pere Antiquarian Society has met its goal of raising $1.2 million to buy nearly 50 artistic and historic objects. The group's governor, Carol Jones, says it took a year to do, and more than 300 individuals and foundations chipped in.
They have been part of our heritage for the past 100 years. They are for this generation and generations to come.
The paintings, sculptures, and textiles had been donated over the years to the Brown County Library. Because of a budget crunch, the library considered auctioning them off. Now that the fundraising goal has been met, the Antiquarian Society will own the collection, which includes 22 works by the painter Howard Pyle, and then loan them to the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. The museum's executive director is Gene Umhofer. He says the museum will restore and preserve the collection.
The one single object that has generated the most interest and concern is the sign photograph of Abraham Lincoln and his son Tad, one of only two such photographs known to exist, the second one being in private hands. Louise Fodenhauer, curator of collections, will now do the official unveiling of the Lincoln photograph.
With white gloves, the curator takes the small, yellowed Matthew Brady image out of an archival box into the public eye for the first time in decades. The Antiquarian Society still needs to raise another $100,000 to pay for restoration. The full collection will be displayed next fall. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.